'Tis better as it is.
Nay, but he prated and spoke such scurvy and provoking terms against your honour that with the little godliness I have, I did full heart forbear him. But I pray you, sir, are you fast married? Be assured of this, that the Magnifico is much beloved, and hath in his effect a voice potential as double as the Duke's. He will divorce you, or put upon you what restraint or grievance the law, with all his might to enforce it on, will give him cable.
Let him do his spite. My services, which I have done the Signory, shall out-tongue his complaints. 'Tis yet to know which, when I know that boasting is an honor, I shall promulgate. I fetch my life and being from men of royal siege, and my demerit may speak unbonneted to as proud a fortune as this that I have reached. For know, Iago, but that I love the gentle Desdemona, I would not my unhoused free condition put into circumscription and confine for the sea's worth. But look, what lights come yon.
Those are the raised father and his friends. You are best go in.
Not I. I must be found. My parts, my title, and my perfect soul will manifest me rightly. Is it they? The servant of the Duke's and my lieutenant. The goodness of the night upon you, friends. What is the news?
The Duke does greet you, General, and he requires your haste, post-haste appearance even on the instant.
What is the matter, think you?
Something from Cyprus, as I may divine. It is a business of some heat. The galleys have sent a dozen secret messengers this very night at one another's heels. And many of the consuls raised and met are at the Duke's already. You have been hotly called for. When being not at your lodging to be found, the Senate hath sent about 3 several quests to search you out.
'Tis well I am found by you. I will but spend a word here in the house and go with you.
Ancient, what makes he here? I do not understand.
Married.
To who?
Married to... Come, Captain, will you go?
Have with you.
Here comes another troop to seek for you.
Fancy you. General, be advised. He comes to bad intent.
Hold up! Stand there!
Signor, it is the law!
You, Roderigo, come, sir. I'm for you.
Keep up your bright swords, or the Jew will rust them. Good Signor, you shall more command with years than with your weapons.
If she in chains of magic were not bound, whither a maid so tender, fair, and happy,
so opposite to marriage, that she shunned the wealthy coloured darlings of our nation, would ever have to incur a general mock, run from her guard edge to the sooty bosom of such a thing as thou, to fear, not to delight? Judge me the world, if tis not gross incense that thou hast practised on her with foul charms, abused her delicate youth with drugs or minerals that weaken motion, I'll have it disputed on. Is probable and palpable to thinking. I therefore apprehend and do attach thee for an abuser of the world, a practicer of arts inhibited and out of warrant. Lay hold upon him. If you do resist, subdue him at his best.
Hold your hands, both you of my inclining and the rest! Were it my cue to fight, I should have known it without a prompter. Where will you that I go to answer this, your charge?
To prison, till fit time of law and course of direct session call that you answer.
What if I do obey? How may the Duke be therewith satisfied, whose messengers are here about my side upon some present business of the state to bring me to him?
'Tis true, most worthy Signor. The Duke's in council, and your noble self, I'm sure, is sent for.
How? The Duke in council at this time of the night? Bring him away. Mine's not an idle cause. The Duke himself, or any of my brothers of the state, cannot but feel this wrong as 'twere their own. For if such actions may have passage free, bond slaves and pagans shall our statesmen be.